Chapter 4. The Ghost of Christmas Present. Later, Scrooge wakes up in his own bed again. The clock is striking 2 outside his window. He feels cold. He looks around his bedroom and listens to the bells outside. He is very nervous. Something is going to happen. Now he sees a soft white light in the room. He gets up and puts on his slippers and goes to the door. He puts out his hand to touch the door and suddenly hears a voice behind it.
"Come in,"
says the voice. Surprised, Scrooge pushes the door and walks forward.
"I am the Ghost of Christmas Present,"
says the spirit standing in front of him. Scrooge looks curiously at this strange creature. The second ghost is a big, jolly, fat man wearing a simple, loose green robe with a white fur collar. The spirit has long, brown, curly hair and is wearing a garland of holly on its head. It has a friendly face, bright eyes, and a cheerful voice. It seems a merry character. In its plump hands, the spirit is carrying a beautiful, colourful light.
"Do you recognise me?"
asks the ghost, smiling.
"No, I don't,"
answers Scrooge, shaking his head.
"Do you know any of my brothers?"
asks the ghost.
"Do you have a lot of brothers?"
says Scrooge.
"Yes, more than 1,800,
laughs the ghost.
"That is a very large family,"
replies Scrooge. The Ghost of Christmas Present moves towards Scrooge.
"Spirit, show me life,"
asks Scrooge humbly.
"Teach me. Let me learn from your visit."
"Touch my robe,"
says the ghost. Scrooge touches its soft green robe, and suddenly they are passing through the winter night across the town. Below them, Scrooge can see the roofs of all the houses. The sky is dark and the street lamps shine on the wet roads. It is Christmas time, and the lights inside the houses are cheerful. People are sweeping snow from the paths. They call out happily to each other. The children play in the snow. They throw snow at each other and laugh. The shops are open, and everywhere there is a lot of delicious food for sale. There are roast turkeys, chickens and ducks in the butcher's windows. The fruit shops are full of shiny apples and fragrant oranges, baskets of chestnuts and large Spanish onions. Pears and apples and grapes decorate the windows. It is late and the shops are closing. The customers hurry to buy their food for the Christmas holiday, and the shopkeepers are very busy. Then, the church bells begin to ring all over the city. It is Christmas Day at last. Many people are going to church. They are wearing their best clothes. Other people are carrying their turkeys and geese to the bakeries. The bakers are going to cook their food for them in their big ovens. The spirit stops in front of a baker's door and sprinkles something on the food waiting to be cooked.
"What are you doing, spirit?"
asks Scrooge.
"It's my own special flavour,"
the ghost replies.
"A special ingredient. It's the flavour of happiness."